This episode is about SmackDown for September 25th, 2020. So enjoy.
Set your place on fire, let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire, let's get higher.
Put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim.
Put a little bit of shim,
put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim.
Put on.
Get a little bit of gasoline. Welcome to another crime scene.
Put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim.
Put on.
Put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim, put a little bit of shim.
SmackDown for September, September 25th, 2020. I thought SmackDown was good last night. It started off with Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, and Jeff Hardy in the ring with ladders, because they're promoting the ladder match for the Intercontinental belt with a ceremony, putting the belts on the up in the air, and then they had a match with, it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles, but Sami Zayn jumped AJ, so Adam Pearce came out and added AJ to the three-way match, so they had a three-way match. I thought that was good. A lot of high-flying, hard-hitting action. I just thought it was great. And then they talked about what's gonna happen later that night. I liked the stuff with Alexa Bliss and Lacey Evans. I thought that match was good. I thought the Lucha House Party and Shinsuke match was good. I think it was Metalik and Shinsuke with Cesaro near the at the apron. Sorry, I had this well. At the apron, and basically Shinsuke won the match, and that was good. It was an okay match, I guess. I didn't really care for it. It looks like the Lucha House Party is gonna break off from Kalisto. Sorry, I was drawing a blank. And that could be good for Kalisto because I think he needs to go for the cruiserweight title belt. He's a good cruiserweight. And then we had a vignette for, I believe it's Carmella, but I don't really know at this point, but it looks like Carmella. I believe she's coming back with a new, fresh gimmick. And then, of course, they promoted the Roman Reigns interview all night, and then we had Jimmy Evers knock on his door, say, "I'm gonna keep knocking until you answer me." Basically, Jimmy was ready to confront Roman about the match for the Universal title on Sunday at Clash of Champions, but Roman wasn't ready, so he came out on his time, and that was that. And I just think, oh, and Otis was supposed to make up his mind whether or not he wanted to give up the briefcase, money in the big briefcase, because The Miz took him to court, well, got a lawyer and took him to court, basically sued Otis, trying to anyway, for his Money in the Bank briefcase. So yeah, that's kind of funny. So I'm kind of liking that scenario. So tell me what you guys think of SmackDown, and if I forgot anything, let me know. Again, I'm new at this. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and everyone else you can think of. Put it on your social media, and help this podcast grow. I need to get podcast equipment. Right now I'm doing this podcast from my computer. So if you share this podcast with everyone, it could help my podcast game grow and I can get better. Thank you for putting up with me, and I will see you on the flip side. Yes, I know this podcast is short. Bye. Got that show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast on Twitter. And that's our show. Have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye. Don't forget that the Champions is this Sunday. The pre-show starts at 6 and the pay-per-view starts at 7 on the WWE Network. Thank you. Bye.